I've never said don't talk about this or that.
Okay.
Except for a couple things we can't talk about. But I know he's like super secretive, but I like wanted to introduce him to my friend Jennifer, but I didn't know if he would be weird about his name Calvin, because he doesn't really, I don't know, I just felt weird. So I was like,
wait, is Calvin not his real name?
I think it is. It could very well not be. I don't know.
Would you introduce him as like, oh, this is my friend Hello Waffles?
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, and my friend Jennifer, who's not in this world at all, she would be like, what?
Well, that would be.
So I just let him introduce himself.
Wait, on the show, does he call himself Hello Waffles?
Yeah, maybe they call each other Calvin. I don't.
But here's the thing. It would be really weird. Like, I don't know Big Fatty's real name. If I were to bump into Big Fatty with a friend, I have to say, this is Big Fatty.
And then your friend would be like, okay. And then your friend would be really freaked out when he gets the squeaky kitty out. And it's like, ring it, ring it.
Yeah. Or I'd be like, oh, yeah, this is Turnip Head.
Well, I know Turnip Head's real name.
Go to hell, Mike.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty. Online.
I don't know Big Fatty's real name.
Yes! Well, hello everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1765 of the BFO for Thursday, the 30th of October, 2014. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Y'all, there's a development in the Squeaky Kitty case, and y'all, I've got something special for you. Yes, Big Fatty? Hello, Twazzas. Big Fatty, what does that mean? Hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, you are Twazzas today. Big Fatty, is that even a word? Yeah, T-W-A-S, Twazz. Y'all, you are Twazzas today because today, y'all, we are going to rebroadcast something that we do this time every year. Y'all, we're doing the Twazz the Night Before Gay Grandma. Big Fatty, that's lovely. So, y'all, that's what you do on the 30th. You do that. Yes, Big Fatty. But y'all, I've got lots to talk about before we get to that. Yes, Big Fatty. Yeah, I gotta see y'all today, the 30th of October, y'all, we have a celebration of exiting the birth canal, a good friend of Pride 48, and y'all, he does little shows also, y'all, it's that spanking B author, Big Fatty, she's dead, why would you spank her? No, that was the name of his little show, was spanking Big Arthur, spanking Big Arthur. Big Fatty. Poor Big Fatty. But y'all know it is Matthew Burlingame celebration of exit the birth canal. And Big Fatty, isn't he out there in the sack of tomatoes? He is indeed out in the sack of tomatoes. And Big Fatty, I hope you know the tomato's a fruit. It is a fruit. So I hope that someone makes him a fruity tomato cake. Can you hear that? Can you hear that? Yes, Big Fatty, we hear it. Big Fatty, that's a long one. Well, thank you. No, I meant the receipt. Oh, y'all, as I do on hump day, I went to the Lawns East, and y'all, it was a $50 gas can for $10 off if you spent $50, and y'all, that's no longer a problem. You can always, you know, if you just walk in and get a gallon of milk, it's $50. Yes, Big Fatty. I picked up some salad, got my chicken bazooms. I only ate one of
some today. I'm going to have the other one later this week. Y'all, they ran that coupon again, the digital coupon again, for $3 off the good Oscar Mayer bacon. And y'all, they ran it twice, so I got 2 more pounds of that. Y'all, they had the bird's eye frozen sugar snap peas, so I got a couple of those. Buy one, get one free. Y'all, I need another thing of Ezekiel bread. Got some bacon bits. Y'all, they had the good citrus solid on sale. Buy one, get one free. So I got some of those. Y'all, got some more country ham. Big Fatty, not see you. No, it is not C-U-N-T. Y'all, they had the fresh pineapple. You know, by the way, I don't know if you knew this or not, but that'll give you a sore throat. Yes, Big Fatty. They were buy one, get one free. And y'all, I had to get me some more of for my egg whites. And of course, I got the $50 gas can. And y'all, I spent $90.10. Oh, and I looked old today, y'all, so I got the senior citizens discount. I spent $90.10, but y'all, I saved $40.19, and I've got $50 worth of gas. Big Fatty, and you've got petroleum too. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, after I went to the Von's East, y'all, I went by the P.O. Box. And y'all, in the P.O. Box, y'all, there was a key, and that only means one thing. That means there's a package. And y'all, there was indeed a package there. Y'all, it's from that lesbian shipping service, Amazon. Big, Patty, they're big. Those big Amazons. Yes, I know. And y'all, I don't know if it was delivered by drone or not. Big, Patty, you do enough droning. We don't need to have any other drones other than you just carrying on. Anyway, but y'all, I think I'm going to wait and I'm going to open it tomorrow for Gay Grandma, because, you know, we've got cans and now we've got a gift at to open for Gay Grandma. So I just, whoever ordered a Big Fatty something from the lesbian shipping service, I've got it and I'm going to open it all tomorrow. Yes, Big Fatty. Yeah, I see y'all back over here at Spotting Big Fatty. And y'all, yesterday we finished up with Phoenix Dave Spotting Big Fatty on Dictionary Day. Y'all, that Michael Perry up there in the Squamish, B.C., y'all, he has sent in a vulgar, just an absolute vulgar submission. Y'all, it's had to be ruined. Y'all, he's spot Big Fatty's balls. And y'all, even though you can't see Big Fatty's balls, y'all, it's Big Fatty with his pants down around his ankles using his walker and his balls. It looks like they ought to be hanging a little bit lower, though. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, then Daniel Scott Angel. Now, I don't know who Daniel Scott Angel is. Daniel, are you a new submitter over here to Spotting Big Fatty? Daniel Scott Angel spotted Big Fatty. It says, Big Fatty finally reveals why he and Poodle are so close. And y'all, we're evidently conjoined twins. Yes, Big Fatty, could you scratch my little back right there? Yeah, okay. I see y'all, I had lots of comments. Thank goodness Drum Major Kev and Brian up there in the Danbury. By the way, Miss Beaver thinks Drum Major Kev's name is Larry. And y'all, it's appropriate. Yes, Big Fatty, everybody is named Larry. But they love the song that I dedicated to them on yesterday's little show. And y'all, I got several comments from several other people wanting to know what the name of the song was and where they could get it and all. And y'all, it's called The Kid. And y'all, I got it off of a little show. There are no recent episodes, but y'all, it's called the BMI Workshop Songbook Podcast, and y'all, it's just a real cute show, and I got it off of that, and it's one of those songs that just gets stuck in my head, and when I went to bed on Tuesday night, y'all, I just kept having that melody in my head all night long, and it was just lovely. But that's where it is, and that's where you can find it. Now, Poodle, there was evidently some controversy between you and that Daniel Biba about
yes, Big Fatty, it was about the ending of yesterday's little show, and Big Fatty, you know, Daniel Biba took offense to the fact that I made a comment about his family. But Big Fatty, what Daniel Biba ought to realize, first of all, I meant no harm or disrespect at all, but you know, I'm very upset with the disappearance of Squeaky Kitty, and we've got some more information on that. Yes, McFaddy. But I just got tongue-tied, and I have met, you and I have both met Daniel Biba's family or members of it, and they're just lovely. And, you know, they are the parents of Daniel Biba, so the BFO is not the craziest thing they've ever heard of, because, you know, that was an apology. Well, yeah, it's as close to a retraction as I'm going to get. You're going to get. Oh, yeah, speak ready. Speaking of information on Squeaky Kitty, there's been a posting. There's been a posting over at that Kim Biba's lodge. And, It's one of those notes that they put together with the letters from the newspaper and the magazines, and y'all, it's got a picture of the Von Yo-Yo, and it says, "Dear Gussie, now this sheds a whole different new light on the mysterious case. Is this real or just someone who deviously wants to profit from Big Fatty and Poodle's dire situation? What do you think? And where is Miss Marple? Well, I believe Miss Marple is down there in Lakeland, Florida. Big Fatty, that's J.C. Marple. Oh, and it's but the note says, I have Squeaky Kitty. Big Fatty, I can't listen to this. I have Squeaky Kitty. If you want her back, send cake, bacon, and deer urine. Big Fatty, deer urine? To P.O. Box 561, Walnut Hills, California, 91365. No police. And y'all, then there's a picture of the Von Yo-Yo wearing a max. But y'all, I don't think this is legitimate, because you know Levon's is out in the middle of the ocean, and I she ain't that good of a swimmer. No, Big Fatty, not at all. Y'all, a couple of quick little things before we get into the night before Gay Crema. We've had more donations over there to Stephen the Ux campaign to on the GoFundMe to bring back the BFO app, and so y'all, if you can help out with that. Big Fatty would appreciate it. Big Fatty, I would love to have that soundboard back where you just cackle and giggle and all that other good. Yes, it would just be lovely.
The following program was recorded on an earlier date for presentation at this time.
Twas the night for Gay Christmas, when all through the land there was plenty of stirring in a giant caftan. The Grey Goose was stocked by the laptop with care, in hopes that a podcast soon would be there. Myron Gooch was nestled all snug in their bed, while nightmares of Vi danced in his head. With conscience in his corner, away from the flap, Vera was enjoying an extraordinarily long crap. When out on the interwebs there arose such a clatter, Vera sprung from the to go hear someone natter. Away to the laptop, she moved like a sloth. Tore open the pop cone and ripped off all cloth. His moon and his man boobs let us all know that the luster was gone too from objects below. When what to his wondering ears should appear but a 20-minute show from some fat ass old queer. With belching and farting and rambling so hatty, she knew in a moment it must be Big Fat. More rapid than normal, the mouth noises came. It's what gives the fat one his celebrity fame. Dear Gussie, oh Lord, he hoisted and hauled. Ums and uhs, so numerous. Vera was very appalled. To the sling, he shouted as he tried not to fall. He was in a big hurry. The jump had gone. In the memory lane stories, like a hurricane fly, he has CRS. It's so sad, you may cry. But into the earbuds, the noises they flew, with voice and e-letters, and that fat thing, too. And then, there was tinkling, heard at Vera's estate. The sprinklers had moistened. An intruder's fate. Vera's attention had turned to the noise on the ground. She poked poor Myron with a pointer she'd found. Myron leapt from the bed, naked head to his foot. A sight that made Vera's fat ass go put, put, put. Someone's outside, out in the back. Go see who it is, whilst I stay in the sack. Gooch grabbed the flashlight from the bedside table and shined on a figure that looked old and unstable. Dressed in all black, it was the size of a cow. Avoiding the sprinklers, Gooch still knows not how. A bottle of poppers moved away from its nose, and a huge ball sack swung front to back, to and fro. Before a reaction, the mansion alarm sounded, and then up the stairs, footsteps pounded. He was chubby and plump, a right jolly old elf. Vera laughed when she saw him, in spite of herself. A wink in his eye and a twist of his head, he stripped off all the leather and hopped into bed. He spoke crazy words about bacon, ham, men, and gin. Later, he finished his prose, not overstaying the visit. From the bed, he arose. Vera woke from her dream to sounds of a slide whistle, rubbed her eyes and her head, and wiped away spittle. 'Twas more than a nightmare, so clear, keen, and fine.
Happy Gay Christmas from Big Fatty Online.
Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, I hope... Big Fatty, that was creepy. It really was creepy. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely day before Gay Crema, and get your candies ready for the little trick-or-treaters, and y'all make sure you take some pictures for spotting Big Fatty, because I know Big Fatty is going to come knocking at your door. Big Fatty, that sounds vulgar. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the kids from over there at the Joe Batant show, and y'all, the Joe Batant show had a special guest on this week. If you hadn't listened, it's talk about scary. Big Fatty, you're gonna get in trouble. But Joe Batant, what do you think about this?
I don't know Big Fatty's real name.
Oh, it's Big Fatty. What? Well, what do you mean you don't know? No.
You can leave a comment on the website at Big Fatty Online. com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. 1438 and give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.